If you are a step-parent, what can you do to be intentional in your walk and your family? That's what we're going to be talking about on today's episode of Heart in a Drawer. I'm your host, Sarah Gehringer, and I'm so glad that you're with me today. If this is your first time, I'm glad that you're here. This is the podcast for adult children of divorce. And if you're back with me, I so appreciate your faithful listenership. So, this is a episode based on a post that I wrote for a site called A Wife Like Me, which I'm very proud to be a part of. But I'm going to adjust it because I know I have both men and women listening to my podcast. And as you can imagine, this is kind of a sensitive subject because I'm coming from my experience of almost 40 years of being a stepchild. I've never been a stepparent myself, but I do have a ton of experience being a stepchild from both of my mom's remarriage, and then my dad's two remarriages. Also, my grandmother on my paternal side is actually technically a step grandma. And then I have experience through my husband's family too, mostly through my step mother-in-law. A lot of ABCs going on there. Maybe you have that in your own background. Maybe you have that in your family. That's really common these days. So I just want you to know that anything I say today, I'm trying to be honoring to those people. And also, I'm coming from a place of being healed. I don't have any unforgiveness in my heart anymore. I don't expect any apologies for anything that happened to me. I'm really in a place where I feel clean. And I think that's a good place to talk about these things, to try to help you through any difficulties that you're navigating as a step parent. So let's get started. I have three don'ts and three do's. So we'll tackle those don'ts first. So the first don't is don't badmouth your stepchild's parent, whether that's their mother or father. So if you do this, you completely undermine the trust in that relationship. And the younger the child is, the less likely that they're ever going to trust you again. So it's vital that when you have those feelings that are really hard to contain, that you find a safe place to vent them and don't ever do it within earshot of your stepchild. And it also applies to any extended family members. So it's not necessarily just their parent, but it could be their grandparents or any other relatives. Any bad mouthing you do, they're going to take that personal, and they should. You just don't want to set that kind of atmosphere. So make sure that you're asking God to guard your tongue and give you self-control. I'm going to put some favorite Bible verses that I use to do that in the show notes. So make sure you check that out. Okay, the next don't is don't complain about the times when your stepchild is with you. So I don't know your custody situation. When I was a child in the 80s, it wasn't as formal as it is now. But I heard complaints, unfortunately, even into my adult years, and it really hurt. I didn't want to feel like I was encroaching upon their relationship. And I think that those would have been better conversations for them to have in private and not vented in front of me as a child, because it made me feel worthless, quite honestly. And so make sure that if you're saying anything, you're using words to build up instead of tear down. And don't ever make your stepchild feel like they're not wanted. That's just not okay. Okay, so the third don't is don't force relationships on your side of the family. So There's research now in the years since the no-fault divorce laws went into effect in the 1970s in the US. There's been research built up about how long does it take for blended families to gel. And the research that I have run across from Family Life is it takes about 5 years on average. And that's when things are going pretty well. So if you dump negativity and crisis and chaos on top of that, it could take even longer. And that's the bonding between a step-parent and a stepchild. So if you're trying to force your stepchild to connect with, let's say, your parents, even your child, if you know these would be step siblings, that probably is going to backfire because that stepchild needs their own timetable to adjust. They need their space to adjust. And the more you respect that, the more likely that a good relationship will occur in its own time. So you have to be patient and just keep praying and trusting the Lord to bring good things in His timing, and trust that your stepchild will get on board when he or she feels ready to do that. So let's get to the do's, okay? Do go out of your way to include and affirm your stepchild. I feel a little more comfortable sharing these positive experiences in a little bit more detail with you. So I'll give you two examples of that. One is my stepmother-in-law. So this is my husband's stepmom. They go out to lunch together fairly regularly. And I think that's a wonderful way that she sends the message that he matters to her, you know? And then another great example I have is when my stepfather's parents passed away, they left the same amount in their will to me as they did to their full-blooded grandchildren. And that was such a wonderful gesture that made me feel affirmed and included. It wasn't even about the money. It was about feeling like part of the family and having literal proof that I mattered to them. That was such a healing balm for my spirit. And so that was a very big gesture, but there are many, many other small gestures when the step parents or grandparents in my life went out of their way to include and affirm. And that made the bonding in those relationships so much better quality. And so you can do the same thing, even in the small ways. If you do those over time, that will keep sending that message. You matter. You are loved. You are special. So another do is to give your stepchild plenty of quality time with their parents. So if you're the man with your wife, if you're the woman with your husband, okay? So I think that this is vital no matter what age that they're at. If they're little kids, big kids, even adults. I can say this from my perspective of my dad divorcing and remarrying when I was a young adult. So I think that quality time that they can have one-on-one with their parent, or maybe it's, you know, you have more than one stepchild and they just go off with their dad to breakfast, or you know, they go on a shopping trip just with their mom. Let that relationship, keep that relationship strong. And I think that if you do that, your stepchild will respect you more because they'll see that you're making a sacrifice of time to let them get away just with their parent. It will do a lot more good than you probably realize. And also, the last do is do work hard at creating a peaceful atmosphere. So as the adult, the onus is on you to set the tone for how your family is going to be. So if your stepchild is visiting, are you going to be huffing and puffing and complaining, or are you going to be positive about that? I know that there's a lot, like I said, it can take years to bond. So you might be experiencing some friction and some distance and even some fighting. And I know that can be really, really hard. But there's hope in a Bible verse that I've chosen as the free printable for today. I make a printable of every single one of our episodes. And so today's verse is Romans 12:18. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. So as you can see, there's no wiggle room in that verse. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Your stepchild, anyone related to your stepchild, it would be everyone. And all that you can, all that's within your power, all that's within your control. Of course, you can't control your stepchild's attitude toward you. You can't control their behavior towards you, but you can control whether you act from a stance of peace toward them. And that's what God will help you do as you pray, as you rely on Him. You pray before and during and after your stepchild visits. Be kind, be patient, be persistent, be compassionate, and in time, the Lord will show you the fruit of those efforts. I would say, even if you never have a really strong relationship with your stepchild, you will know in your heart that you did everything in your power to make it the best relationship possible. And that's where the hope is. That's where the hope is in this episode, that the control you have is on you, and that's a good thing. So I want to give you a couple reminders before I close this in prayer. One is, make sure that you go to the show notes, because I put extra links in there for you to do more reading and research, some books that I recommend, and of course, this printable that I've mentioned to you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, I would love it if you would like or comment or share this video, because that helps more people see it. If you're listening to this, I would love if you would leave a podcast review, because that will accomplish the same goal. So let me just pray to close this out. Father God, I just thank and praise you for the people watching today, especially the ones who are step-parents, and they are looking to grow. They're looking to do this in a way that honors you, Lord. And I just pray your hand of blessing to rest upon them. I pray that your face would shine on them and you would be gracious to them and look upon them with favor and give them your peace, Lord. And I just pray that this episode would inspire them to approach things in a different way so that they can be more equipped by you to take a stance of peace, and as far as it depends on them, to live at peace with everyone, including their stepchild. And I know, Lord, that you will be faithful to help them do that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And next time, we will wrap up this 4-part parenting series, so I hope that you'll join me for that. Until that time, I will be praying God's peace for you. Bye-bye.